Hello, my name is Michael from National Opinion Surveys, and I am conducting an opinion survey about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet that includes print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and just a quick question here. Are you at least 18 years of age and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay, one second here. And are you, just to confirm here, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or will not vote?
Probably.
Okay. Now, what is your age?
I'm 42.
Okay. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Latino.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay. And now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Woke culture and wokeism. From 0 to 100, how do you rate that?
Which one?
Woke culture or wokeism. From 0 to 100, how do you rate that?
Never heard of it.
Okay. Now, public school teachers from 0 to 100, how do you rate them?
Fifty.
Okay. Donald Trump from 0 to 100, how do you rate him?
25.
Okay. Charter schools from 0 to 100, how do you rate charter schools from 0 to 100?
75.
Okay. Public schools from 0 to 100, how do you rate them?
50.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, Joe Biden, how do you rate him from 0 to 100?
60.
Okay. Moms for Liberty from 0 to 100, how do you rate them?
Never heard that one.
Okay. The U.S. Department of Education, how do you rate it from 0 to 100?
65.
Okay. The National Education Association, or NEA, how do you rate that organization?
Never heard of it.
Okay. And now just moving forward here, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. Now next, would you say that the charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? Let me ask you this. How would you say that they do a much better job or just somewhat better job? Public schools much better, public schools somewhat better, charter schools somewhat better, or charter schools much better?
Much better, charter.
Okay, charter schools much better? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics from a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that public schools prepare them very well, 5 means that public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that the public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Be ready for higher education and like college. From 0 to 10, how do you rate that from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, now understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. From 0 to 10, how do you rate that?
4.
Okay, develop critical thinking skills. From 0 to 10, how do you rate that?
3.
Okay, now compete for and get good jobs in the future global market. How do you rate that?
7.
Okay. And now, develop social skills. From 0 to 10, how do you rate that?
8.
Okay. Now, okay, that was eight. Okay, a second. Now, just to confirm here, for compete for and get good jobs in the future global market, how well do public schools prepare students for that, from 0 to 10?
Six.
Six, okay. Now, grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math. How well do public schools prepare students for that, from 0 to 10?
Five.
Okay. We're almost done here. Moving forward, would you say that your state spent not enough, too much, or by right, the amount of money in public school education? Do you think it's not enough, too much, or by right?
By right.
Okay. Now, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten to 12 grade public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that the CRT bans are mainly about politics? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
No opinion, because I don't know.
Okay, not a problem. Okay. How much have you heard or seen or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. Please tell me what you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Now, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Okay. Now, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, somewhat agree. Okay, I'm moving forward here. I'm almost done. Now I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. Do you strongly support that, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Okay, strongly support. Okay, now adding armed security guards to patrol all kindergarten to 12th grade public schools. Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
So, okay, increase teachers' pay. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Okay. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, which includes tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay. Now I'm moving quickly here. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from kindergarten to 12th grade public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about the early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten to 12th grade public school curriculum. Do you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each of the following from the scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any numbers between 0 to 10. Let me quickly read this to you. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation, though, and the world we live in. So when a radical politician and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Now, we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about to perform surgery or carpenters and electricians how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years, even decades, earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. From that statement, from 0 to 10, how convincing is that statement to you from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. Now moving forward here, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, and a skill that colleges and employers value. Is that from 0 to 10? How convincing is that statement from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. Now I'm moving forward to the last part. Sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinion change. So again, please tell me what you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular or might make some uncomfortable. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
We strongly agree.
Okay. Now I'm moving to the last part here. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA or law, PhD or MD?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay. Moving forward here, which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Now, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Is that okay? Would that be a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Not so strong Democrat.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. Now, which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Public schools, charter schools, private school, or homeschooled?
Private school.
Okay. Now, moving forward here, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Okay. Now, for each of the following descriptions, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone else in your household. Is a born-again Christian, evangelical, or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you or someone in your household, or does not apply to you?
No, it does not apply.
Okay. Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide, does that apply to you, or apply to someone in your household, or does not apply?
It does not apply.
Okay. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Now, thank you. This concludes the survey. So I thank you so much for your participation. You have a great night.
Great.
Bye-bye.